أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنما نطعمكم لوجه الله لا نريد منكم جزاء ولا شكورا. إنا نخاف من ربنا يوما عبوسا قمطريرا. In the previous ayat, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala explained one aspect of the great enjoyments of the people of Jannat, and for in various places in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala explained the various reasons for that. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala said, because they fulfill their vows they make with Allah Ta'ala, any mannat they make. And at the same time, they have fear of that great day, the day of Qiyamah, when the severities of it will be very widespread. Further now, Allah Ta'ala explains that another good quality of theirs is وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَى that previously Allah Ta'ala had explained that they feed the miskeen, the poor person, the orphan and the captive, they feed the prisoner, they feed them in the love of Allah Ta'ala, or they feed them though they love that food but they still give it away and they sacrifice. All this now Allah Ta'ala says they do إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ ہم جو تم کو کھلاتے ہیں سو خالص اللہ کی خوشی چاہنے کو. This that we feed you, that we do it only for the pleasure of Allah تبارک و تعالی. That is a very important aspect, that a person does it. Like for example, you see a poor person, a needy person, an orphan, you do good to him, but you do good to him as a humanitarian act. That is also very good, but actually it should be done for Allah's pleasure. And when a person does things for Allah's pleasure, then at whatever time what is required of him, he will do that because he wants to please Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And Maulana Yusuf Sahib Kandilwi Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say that whatever work we do, we must connect it with the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. When we connect it with the pleasure of Allah, then that action, that amal gains value and weight. So we should not see who it is, when it is, what it is, but we should see the pleasure of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So they say, we feed you only for the pleasure of Allah. La nuridu minkum jaza'an wala shukura. Chahne ko tumse hum tumse hum chahe badla aur na chahe shukar guzari. We do not desire from you any reward for this, that you do a good deed for us in return, etc., or that you respect us, show us honor. No, and neither do we want you even to say just thank you, jazakallah, make shukar. That also we don't want. We are doing it only for the pleasure of Allah. However, it is the duty of the recipient, the person to whom good was done, it is his duty to make dua for the person, to tell him jazakumullah, etc. But we must not do it. Many times we say, I was so good to the person, he never appreciated it. We shouldn't do it for his appreciation. We have done it for Allah's pleasure and that is finished. We say, he hardly even told me one thank you. He hardly made a phone call to tell me thank you. No, that we should not want at all. We must do it only for the pleasure of Allah. If we say that he didn't even appreciate, he didn't show anything of appreciation, so it shows we did it for his appreciation. And that he doesn't appreciate, so we didn't do it for Allah's pleasure. We must do it solely for Allah's pleasure. That is that person's duty, that he must show his appreciation also. And it is so all these actions of ours must be only for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. And all this after doing this and with so much of sincerity, then the condition is still such, inna nakhafu min rabbina yawman abusan qamtarira. Hum darte hai apne rab se ek din udasi wale ki sakhti se. And we do this all because we fear from our Lord, from our sustainer, from Allah Ta'ala. We fear that day when there will be dejection and there will be misery. That is the day of Qiyamah. when people's faces will, if the faces will show how sad they are, and their eyeballs will go in, their forehead will wrinkle and go up. In other words, they will be in great, great sorrow and in great, great difficulty. And this is very similar to where Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that Allah, that these people who do all this ibadat, but then wabil ashari whom yastaghfirun, very little they sleep at night, they hardly sleep at night, making ibadat the whole night. But then when it is sihri time now, the end of the night, then they cry to Allah that, oh Allah, our ibadat, we couldn't do it as it was supposed to be done. Hazrat Umar ibn Abdul Aziz rahmatullah alayh, the fifth righteous khalifa, on the morning of Eid, he was crying profusely. His wife asked him, the whole world is celebrating Eid, all are happy today, you are crying. He said that the month of Ramadan is past, we didn't appreciate it as it was to be appreciated. On that I'm crying, the month is gone now, and now we did not appreciate it. So these people who do these righteous deeds, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that in that ayat that they make istighfar, they seek forgiveness when it is tahajjud time, who are these? Are these people who have committed crimes, etc.? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, these are those people who did righteous deeds, but they fear whether they are being accepted or not. And a sign of a person doing good deeds and that they are accepted in the court of Allah is that he has this fear all the time, that I don't know if my good deeds are accepted or not. And if he's complacent, well, I've did lot of good deeds, I did this, I did that, then there is great fear for that person. But a person who has this fear, I don't know whether my deeds are accepted or not. فَوَقَاهُمُ اللَّهُ شَرَّ ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمِ وَلَقَّاهُمْ نَظْرَةً وَسُرُورًا. پھر بچا لیا ان کو اللہ نے برائی سے اس دن کی. When they do these good deeds, they fear Allah Ta'ala, then these are those people that Allah Ta'ala will protect on that day, the evils and the severities of the day of Qiyamah. Otherwise, the severities of the day of Qiyamah will overtake everyone, and it will be an extremely difficult day. But those people who do their righteous deeds, and they fear whether it's being accepted or not, for them, Allah says, I will bless them with the favor that they will be saved from the severities of that day. وَلَقَّاهُمْ نَظْرَةً وَسُرُورًا. Or miladi unko taazgi aur khushi waqti. And Allah tabaraka ta'ala says, and that now I will pour down upon them, I will bestow them with brightness and with joy and happiness. So these people who do the righteous deeds, fear whether they are being accepted or not, these are those people that Allah Ta'ala says that I will bestow upon them great happiness and joy and great brightness on their faces, in contrast to those people that who did evil, did not do any tawbah, did not fear Allah Ta'ala, for them their faces will be abusan qamtarira, that there will be sadness and sorrow on their faces, which will be displayed clearly on their faces. May Allah save us from that and grant us all the goodness of this world and of the day of Qiyamah and Jannah, inshallah.